I Was a Kryptonian Sex Slave by T, read by Dodificus. The dust was choking him, gritting up his eyes and leaving a slick mud on his tongue that tasted grey. Lex took a moment to wonder if the old warehouse cum lab cum rubble had been built while people still patched their buildings with asbestos. Took another moment to choke down another breath, oddly gratified that life had afforded him enough opportunities to tell cracked ribs from those merely bruised. And then Superman was on him again. You may not have noticed, Superman, but shut up. And in an odd trompe-l'oeil, Superman was rushing away from him at great speed. He had just enough time to appreciate his own ability to focus on trivialities and tuck his head in before he hit the wall. Hard. Hard enough for something bright and terrifyingly unlike pain to explode in his back, and then he was choking again. Gasping and struggling upright before he could put any thought into whether or not that would be a good idea. Big hand clutching his collar, lifting him up to his feet and beyond. The silk tore away, but Superman had him by the throat before he could fall. It occurred to Lex that he could die here today, which, paradoxically, could be just the sort of thought to save him. I didn't know you went in for the vigilante routine. Shaken like a rat in a terrier's mouth, and it would be ridiculous if it wasn't so goddamn fucking painful. You're going to beat me to death. People could have died today, Luther. And that at least stopped the terrier routine. Superman was still holding him well off the floor, though his hand hadn't tightened any. Hopeful. Or not. Was the alien about to snap? Had he done so already? But you saved them, he said, and tried to sound soothing. You've gone too far. And there was something dark in Superman's oh-so-familiar voice. Something that snapped Lex's head up off its lull. But focusing wasn't something he could quite manage. Don't. Bit off his own words, because he would not. He would not beg. Superman cocked his head at him, eyes gleaming a poisonous green that Lex had never seen before. Don't what? It was almost a purr. Lex narrowed his eyes and turned away, and found himself on the floor, half-crumpled cement digging into his knees. Looked up as quickly as he could manage, and Superman was still glaring, watching. Isn't this your cue to up and get the fuck off my property, alien? And something in Superman's eyes shifted. Big hard hand on the back of his head, and this was almost like, no, no it isn't. And Superman's other hand was under the arm of the ridiculous blue suit and peeling it down? Nothing beneath it? Lex swallowed, barely noticing the pain. His throat was hamburger, but Superman, Jesus, Superman was about to suck it. Staring down at him like God's own avatar of homosexual rape, Lex could feel hysterical laughter bubbling up from somewhere behind his abused ribs, feel a dozen different responses gathering at the back of his throat, any and all of which would probably get him very messily killed. And he wasn't done yet, not by a long shot. Something like surprise that Superman never hesitated, never faltered, even though the moment was stretching well beyond anything like spontaneity. But that wasn't important. Lex closed his eyes, opened his mouth. Superman didn't make him wait. Thrust in, one long stroke that just assumed Lex was ready to swallow. He was. Nose pressed to thick, wiry curls, and Superman was just so fucking ready for this. Now would be the best possible time to bite down hard and do his own terrier routine, if it wouldn't be useless as well as life-threatening. Lex was surprised to find he still wanted to laugh. Less surprised than he wanted to be to find himself getting hard. Not for this situation, not for this creature, never that. But long hard cock in his mouth, clean sweat and raw male musk, and a hand cupping his scalp. And it had been a very long time. He didn't want to laugh anymore. Lex sucked hard, completely unsure whether he really wanted to hear the stifled gasp above him or not. The power games were very much present, and almost too cliched to be born. Almost. How long had the alien wanted this? How long had he been waiting for an excuse? Lex felt his lip curl in something like a smile and let his tongue get into the action, half absently cataloguing the brief increase of pressure to his skull. The abortive jerk that could become a thrust if Lex were to just reach up. No hands! More than enough to make Lex want to bite. And screw the consequences, but shaky voiced. Man of steel his arse. Lex ignored the pain in his throat and kept swallowing as convulsively as he could. Opened his eyes to find Superman still watching him, but much differently now. Rage hidden behind a need that made Lex's cock twitch, made his mind twitch. And had he really thought there weren't any more boundaries that could be crossed today? Humiliation and horror at the sound of his own helpless moan. But Superman was coming, pulsing down his throat. Bitten off moans, literally bitten off, and there was blood on Superman's chin. And Lex swallowed and gripped himself through his trousers. The expected reprimand didn't come though. Superman was gone. Lex half collapsed, bracing himself on one hand and tearing open his pants. No time to think, no power and no will, and he bought himself off in 5 vicious strokes and panted into the dust, desperately looking for a way to get the images out of his mind. Superman. Clark. Fuck. I don't care, Dominic. Get it done. But my father liked you. I, on the other hand, do not. Up until now, you've served a purpose for this company. Do I really need to continue? Listen, you jumped up freak. I don't give a fuck if you fire me. Superman's here, right outside this fucking door, tearing the entire place apart. Now tell me where the goddamned emergency exit is before the crazy motherfucker kills me! At least, that's what Lex thought, the idiotic little functionary said. Everything was pretty hazy after that one particular name. Superman. Again. Again. Listening to me, asshole? He's pounding his way through the fucking door! Lex snapped back to himself with a grimace. That's not my problem. Hung up the phone, massaged his temples, waited. The first time after the lab debacle, Lex hadn't so much made a point of being on the scene of the latest project Superman objected to, as made a point of looking the alien in the eye once he'd arrived. Watching as his employees were manhandled, Mercy at his side. When he'd nodded, Mercy had shot out the beam just above Superman's head, already emptying her clip of the kryptonite-laced bullets she'd made herself. Infinitely clever girl. But Superman was fast. The gun was scrap metal and Mercy unconscious before Lex could blink, and Superman was right there. One big hand on his shoulder, pushing him down to his knees. At least he'd skipped the beating this time round. There's a word for this sort of thing, you know, he'd said, trying to stare the alien down. Do it. And Lex had, mind offering the 1,001 curses his mouth was too full to say. Both of them were more control that time, and less. No pain, but the array of conveniently unconscious witnesses. Too many memories of things that had never, could never have happened. Lex remembered wiping his mouth ostentatiously. Fuck you. And the look on Superman's face was too raw to take. Lex had been grateful for the bastard's typically fast exit. And now? Well, Superman was on his way here. Lex didn't need his spies around the city. The phones were lighting up already to tell him that. Because at this point, there was precedent. Lex didn't know how to classify his own laugh, but he suspected it was just a little too close to hysterical. There were bunkers he could get to before Superman arrived, probably. The one here, in the LexCorp tower, was still undergoing repairs. Cameras were carefully sought out and equally carefully destroyed. Bodyguards were scattered like tenpins. Mercy was getting depressed. And Superman? Well, the question of his sanity had been answered well enough, hadn't it? He wasn't even trying to collect the evidence anymore, even when Lex had left any behind. Clark Kent was on a leave of absence from the planet. Superman was on a mission. And in his office. Lex didn't look up from the desk, scanned quickly for something that looked like paperwork, and began making random notes on the first piece of paper he found. Superman found every camera, of course. Lex wondered if it was possible to line the outside of a building with lead. He'd put it to his engineers. And Superman was behind him, blotting out the sun, offering his own brand of heat. I'm curious, alien. Do you do this with all the recidivists, or am I just special? Ghost of a caress to his scalp, too quick to be confirmed, too slow to be completely denied. Lex gritted his teeth against a gasp. He would not ask why. Does Lois know? Pain and light, and it took a moment to realize that his forehead had just been forcibly introduced to his blotter. Fuck you. Don't say her name. Acid in his mouth, but that was fine. That was better than whatever it had replaced. And Lex slid his hand under the desk slowly. He really didn't know why he hadn't done this before. But he barely even touched the new ring when Superman yanked the chair back and spun it around. And don't do that either. Lex made a show of sitting back casually, crossing his legs and looking Earth's greatest psycho up and down as slowly as possible. He was panting, sweating a little, rock hard. Exertion was a little too difficult to believe, desire the same, erection aside. It's hurting you, isn't it? Even that little. It's all about proximity, isn't it, Alien? Maybe I should get myself a kryptonite tongue piercing. It wasn't difficult to smile. It was difficult to keep it, considering the easy way Superman returned it. You'd regret that more than I would, in the long run. Something like a shiver beneath his skin. This was the closest they'd come to talking about this thing since it had begun. Shocking need to continue it. I don't know. I might end up growing a nice, prehensile tongue. All the better to do that ass-kicking you're leading up to, Clark. Lex winced, and nearly growled for wincing. Mistake. Mistakes. By the time Lex looked up again, Superman was gone, and Lex was hard. Nadia was lovely, and very close to perfection. Educated, gently witty, just the barest bit shorter than himself. Thick, deep red hair, reminiscent of too many women who'd come before, in all the best ways. heavy breasts, rounded hips, and a complexion just olivine enough to throw her pedigree into question. His father would have done his level best to fuck her and remove her from their lives, possibly at the same time. His father was never getting out of that home. Lex smiled at Nadia and beckoned her closer. She almost always moved as though music was playing that only she could hear. A gentle enough pretension. Lex kissed her slowly, encouraging her to rest all her weight on him, enjoying the softness of her skin, the curve of her waist. Women were never complicated when it came to sex. Not for him. A glint at the corner of his vision, motion in the shadows. This was routine enough. Mercy was cleaning her gum. Some of the women he'd had here had taken offense to that, but that was a long time ago. Word got around, and the women in Lex's circle were made of sterner stuff now. Lex chuckled to himself and hitched Nadia into a better position, swallowing her soft gasp. He could feel her wetness cooling on his thigh, smell her mead. It had been a long week, but a peaceful one for the most part. Clark hadn't returned to the planet, but Superman hadn't hunted down any of Lex's other projects for a while. Necessity was indeed the mother of invention, at least when it came to issues of security. He never should have compartmentalized the matter. Mercy was doing a far better job as LexCorp head of security than her predecessor, though he'd missed the chauffeur uniform quite a bit. Nadia made a small, impatient noise that Lex had grown fond of over the past week. He laid back and allowed her to straddle him to her own content, humming a little at the sleek, hot slide of his cock inside her. Grinned a dare up at her, and rolled his hips in a move he already knew was much too gentle for her tastes. Superman was never gentle. Lex hissed, jerked before he could get himself under control. Nadia squeaked and smiled down at him. Damn it. Now she'd expect him to do the work. He'd really been looking forward to an old-fashioned ride. In the spider, the second one. The first one was a burnt wreck, and Clark had been right there, smiling at him in a silent urge for faster, more. Endless flirtation, trapped behind too many secrets, but at times like those, it didn't matter, because it would happen, one day. Lex growled and flipped Nadia over, burying his face in her hair, in her scent, chasing the memories away. Because it hadn't, and it wouldn't. And while he could admit to being fucked up enough to enjoy Superman's little visits, no. Just no. The rhythm caught him quickly enough. Nadia's shameless moans, nothing like anything he didn't want to think about. Nadia's body welcoming and without censure. And so of course, that would be when the French doors crashed open. Literally. Cold wind and the tinkle of broken glass, and Mercy got off precisely one shot before Lex heard the broken-off curse that signals yet another bout of unconsciousness for the woman. Time for another CAT scan. Lex did his best to keep fucking Nadia, but the wide-eyed terror thing didn't do much for her looks, or for Lex's libido, for which he supposed he should be grateful. Lex rolled off and stood up, watching Nadia gather the sheets to herself out of the corner of his eye. There was something oddly powerful about being naked in front of Superman at last. Get out. Isn't that my line, Superman? I wasn't talking to you. Nadia scurried out quickly enough, Clark staring hard at the closed door, presumably using his X-ray vision to make sure she kept running. Lex took the opportunity to make his way to the wet bar, trying to ignore the fact that his erection had stopped shrinking at about half mast. To what do I owe the honor of this visit, Superman? He could feel the alien's eyes on his back. You've done an admirable job of gutting my business. I think we were done. The expected accusation, Cadmus, the inroads into Star, didn't come. Instead, Superman was abruptly there, all but pressed to his back. His nudity was an issue now. Lex forced himself to take a drink, absolutely incapable of identifying what he was drinking. It could be pure grenadine for all he knew. Fuck. Why? And then his glass was gone, and there were hands on his wrists, iron hard, but not squeezing. Not yet. Lex choked out a gasp. Why are you here? No answer, but he could feel Superman breathing against him. He could smell him. The same cheap shampoo, the same indefinable something that Lex refused to call sunshine. Damn him. God fucking damn him. And the mouth on the back of his neck is hot, wet, and undeniable as the goose flesh on his arms and legs. Sliding gentle up to the knob at the apex of his spine, down to the joint of his shoulder and throat, and Lex was shivering, twisting in Superman's grip. Hard again, just like that. Shaking in rage and need. Don't. And somehow, he freezes. Doesn't let go, but freezes, dead still, mid-kiss to Lex's shoulder. Had he really never said no? They were both breathing hard, still so close. Superman's cock bundled tight against the base of Lex's spine. And it shouldn't have felt that good. It was just that the room was cold with the French doors blown to shit. It was just the alien's impossible sun heat. It wasn't fair that his own bullshit could still piss him off at moments like this. But then, there had never really been a moment like this, had there? You can't go back, he said, and barely managed not to moan when Clark did. Ugh, God, fuck you. It was barely a whisper. And Clark moved both of Lex's wrists to one hand and wrapped his free arm around Lex's chest, pulled him back against him, and it felt too good. Too good. This isn't us. It should have been. Clark's voice was broken. Lex took a deep breath, biting his lip at the way Clark just held him tighter when he shuddered. This isn't going to happen. You're afraid. So was... Of course I'm afraid, you fucking freak. You're an alien, and you've been raping my mouth whenever you fucking felt like it for weeks. You destroy my property and put my employees in the hospital, and I don't need you. Fuck, let me go. Clark let go immediately, and Lex spun away from him, stalking halfway across the room before turning around again. Clark looked like he was about to fucking cry, and he also looked determined. Earth's greatest hero. Lex laughed a little edgily and scrubbed a hand over his scalp. Still naked. Still hard. Still. Was this your plan? Some kind of elaborate... Couldn't even finish the thought. It wasn't. It wasn't. And Clark was moving closer. Carefully. Why won't you leave me alone? And Lex had to laugh, because that was very much not what he intended to say. We're going to try this again, Lex. Who decided that? Who fucking... Don't say my name. Lex. Lex. Clark was close enough to kiss, close enough to breathe in. He wasn't smiling. You loved me. That was then. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And this is now. And Clark kissed him, soft and wet and hot, and impossible in too many ways to count. Pulled back, and seemed to be trying to pour himself into Lex's eyes. Clark. Lex shook his head a little helplessly. Do you have any idea how fucked up you are? Yes. And Clark wrapped his arms around Lex and kissed him again. That's the end of I Was a Kryptonian Sex Slave by T.